Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
There's one thing I don't love about living in Kentucky. That's a lack of organized crime. Can I get maybe some teenagers acting like the mafia?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. Happy Friday, everyone. You've made it through the end of a week or to the end of a week, and we're so glad that you have chosen to end it with listening to us.
Yep, we have a fantastic story here. It's one that I discovered digging back through records. A lot of times when I do research for True Crime To Go, I'm looking up things like weird crimes in Kentucky 2022. Like, those are similar searches to what I make, and this one does not disappoint.
Yep, this is going to be a good one, and I don't know, man. I'm excited to get to it, so why don't... You know what? I'm going to get the ball
rolling. You are, because it's your name first.
Yeah. So we've got a story for you today, and it's different from our usual cases. We're going to be diving into the world of teenage gangs and a criminal enterprise that took place in our home state in Boone County, Kentucky. That's northern Kentucky geographically. And our story begins on June 6th, 2016, when the Boone County Sheriff's Office made a series of arrests that really shocked the community.
There were five teenagers, all between the ages of 15 and 17, taken into custody. John, I have a 15-year-old at my home. Can you imagine him being put in handcuffs and what that would do to him?
Oh my gosh, man. That would be awful.
These individuals that were arrested were accused of being part of a gang known as the Finesse Gang, where the S's are dollar signs. And investigators claim that they've been running a large-scale criminal operation. We're not talking about stealing bubble gum. We're not just talking about selling pot on the street. There's an extensive list of charges here. Everything from robberies to burglaries to drug use and sales. They've been accused of stealing and selling guns in the areas of Walton, Richwood, and Florence.
This is a pretty big area and some pretty big cities for here in Kentucky. And the charges are staggering. They engaged, or supposedly engaged, in organized crime, first-degree robberies, first-degree burglaries, third-degree burglary, theft of automobiles, trafficking marijuana and other controlled substances, gun trafficking, and the list really goes on. They're also facing charges like receiving stolen property, theft by unlawful taking, thefts of firearms, assault, disorderly conduct, terroristic threatening, criminal mischief, and really it just could go on and on and on.
And here's the thing, I've enjoyed television shows like Breaking Bad or Sons of Anarchy, even the Godfather movies, where it's organized crime, people are doing these things. And I could totally envision a group of teenagers, like I said, just selling pot on the street, or just stealing from, a local grocery store. But running guns? This is absolutely shocking to me, the list of things that comes out here. Now, what's interesting is how this came to light. According to a news release, the Finesse Gang was flying under the radar until there was a detective named Jeff Miles that took notice on January 13th of 2016. Detective Miles structured an investigation that uncovered the organizational structure of this alleged gang. What initially had seemed like a random series of crimes and a kind of a group of wayward kids turned out to be a crime syndicate. 6 months of investigation led to the arrests of these five teenagers. And when I look at teenagers this age, I think of them as young men who are just figuring stuff out, yet this was a very organized crime mafia-like gang.
Yeah, man, it's wild. I mean, you think of organized crime, you think of old men sitting in bars, smoking cigars, and kind of having their minions run around and do stuff. But this is just a reminder that anything can happen, and even kids can get involved in this stuff. So, I don't know, hug your kids, tell them you love them, and pray they don't turn out to be mafia members.
Yeah, since they were minors, their records are sealed and their names are unavailable, but super thankful for law enforcement officers like Detective Jeff Miles, who take notice of things and think there may be more there than what meets the eye. And ultimately, you know, these kids did get in trouble. He did stop the crime, but catching them now may have prevented them from becoming even more hardened criminals. So doing them a favor by stopping them very much.
I hope so. I sure hope that they were reformed and left the path of, you know, criminology, but who knows, man, but until, you know, until we know more, that's all we have.
Yep. We appreciate you guys. And, as always, we'll be back next week with more True Crime Cast and True Crime to Go. This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.